thank you for tuning in to the Doing Business with God podcast.
Hey, you. Yes, you. I am your host, Michi Renee.
It is Michi's passion to help you live your best life and do business God's way. Michi will be talking about entrepreneurship, manifestation, monetization, mindset, beliefs, starting and growing a business, nonprofit, or ministry, all while serving God. So welcome to My Daddy's Business. It's time for the show. It's the Doing Business with God podcast with your host, Michi Renee.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Doing Business with God podcast. I have today Miss Pamela Garrison, and y'all, I am so excited about this conversation because what she gonna talk to us about today, I ain't never heard of that before. So Miss Pamela Garrison is an international best-selling author, motivational speaker, personal development strategist, social media personality, and the CEO of Bubbles for Life. Miss Garrison is using her wheelhouse of wisdom and knowledge as the CEO and founder of Bubbles for Life, a business dedicated to being instrumental in integrating solutions for change. Miss Garrison is a woman of integrity, power, influence, and joy, illuminating minds while impacting lives. She is often described as insightful, energetic, trustworthy, witty, and of course, bubbly. Miss Garrison is a two-time international best-selling author of books entitled Identity Crisis, Rediscover You, and Bubble Solutions, of which generated a movement of her signature message, You Can't Blow Bubbles Angry. Absolutely not. And I think I have tried to do it before. It don't work. Miss Garrison is a graduate of the University of Phoenix, earning a bachelor's in science degree in business management, and has over 30 years of customer service experience and has worked in various leadership roles in work and in ministry. Without further ado, Miss Pamela Garrison, welcome to the Doing Business with God podcast.
Woo! Yes! I'm so glad to be here. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me. I'm just really excited to be here.
Yes. So let's just get right to it. Two-time best-selling author. Let's start there. Talk to us about the books.
Oh, my goodness. I am so, you know how you say you have to pat yourself on the back? So this is one of those things that I really have to pat myself on the back. I am proud of the things that I have accomplished. My first book, Identity Crisis, Rediscover You, was something that was birthed in a time in my life where things were just really spiraling out of control. And so I was going through a phase. I'll tell you a little bit about that because it's really how everything started. I was going through a phase in 2014. I call it a phase. You might want to call it a trial, an experience. But as I give you these highlights, you're going to understand what I'm saying. In 2014, my world flipped upside down all around, felt like a tornado was just on me personally, right? So let me give you the highlights. My 16 and a half year marriage was coming to an end. Got a little angry about that in 2014. And then because I was so angry, you know, cancer crept up on me. So I was diagnosed with a colon cancer. I had to do some emergency surgery. And, you know, it got to cure that. I was a stage one. We caught it early. But while I was in recovery, trying to take care of me, I got a call that my father was sick. So I traveled to go and see about him. And I would be there when they diagnosed him with a stage 4 lung cancer. And this is the same year. I'm in the same year. So stay with me.
Wow, that's a lot already.
Yeah. In that process, I was going for my real estate license because that was my dream job. I said, I want to get my real estate license. So I was studying for that. And so going through, you know, the marriage is breaking up. My father is going through a rough time. I would go to Louisiana to help to see about him. I'm studying to get my real estate license. And then in that same process, when I come back from seeing about my father, my husband, at the time we were separated, but he called me because of some issue he was having, and he would be diagnosed with a rare skin cancer. He had three surgeries in order to get his skin grafted back to, you know, where it was cancer free. And so in that process, I did get my real estate license. Yay. And in the background, I'm the mother of, you know, well, we had a combined family, six children total. And, you know, at that point in time, we were down to three, but my baby girl has autism and epilepsy. So my plate, as you can see, was overflowing. And major trauma, major life-changing issues where normally it will knock out one person would have a rough time going through. That's one of those things where they say, oh, life crisis. But I was going through all of these in the same year. And then come the top of 2015, January, our daughter would be diagnosed with AML, acute myeloid leukemia, which is also a cancer, fast-moving cancer. So I felt like cancer was trying to take over my world. And I was very angry about a lot of the things that was happening in my life.
Imagine that is right? A whirlwind already.
Yes.
Glory to God that you still here.
Yes, I'm still here. And glory to God, not only am I here, I don't look like none of that stuff. But anyway, so going through this process, I found that I was angry. But what I wanted to do, I had to rediscover me. That was the reason for the book. Identity crisis I was in because of what life was throwing at me. Now, I had been through tough trials before, but I really felt this year, that 2014, I deemed it my year from hell. And I was like, wait a minute, because I knew the enemy was trying to take me out. That's the only way to put that. Yeah. But, you know, as a person, as a woman, just being, you know, present in all of those things, I had enough wisdom to know I couldn't stay angry because, like I said, cancer crept up on me. And I am convinced that whenever you are carrying toxic emotion, whenever you are walking around in anger, whenever you're just mad with the world or you just stressed out, all of those things, I am convinced if you don't learn how to release this toxicity from you, it internalizes. It have to go somewhere. And for me, that developed into cancer. Right? It was nothing like that revelation to put things in perspective for me. Because, you know, I tell people, a lot of people, I say, Ted, get a praise and a promise. And you don't have to be so spiritually deep because God hears you. And my statement was, you know, I'm not going out like that. You know, I may love this man, but I'm not dying for you. Nope. Said, God has already given the sacrifice. So my prayer had became, how do I get this anger off of me? Mm-hmm. How do I get back to my happy, joyous self? Yes, life then threw me all of these blows. I was reminded of a story when, and this is a true story, that we were having a family get together. It was one of the holidays in the summer. I think it was the 4th of July, if I'm not mistaken. And the family was coming to my house. And I was one of those women that's always busy, got to do this, got to do that, hands in everything, you know. They all know how to keep still, don't know what relaxation is. If you force me into it, I wouldn't know what to do in that area in my life. I know y'all know what I'm talking about.
I think a lot of us women especially can relate to that, and especially women with children. We can absolutely relate to that.
Yes, and I was in that busy mom mode, you know, superwoman mode. And my daughter came and she said, Mom, blow bubbles, you know, because our family gatherings, we would always have like the pool set up and, you know, and I always had bubbles for the kids and just things like that to help keep them entertained. So she came and she said, Mom, blow bubbles. And I was a little frustrated about some things because we having a barbecue and, you know, you send the spouse to the store, you know, you having a barbecue. You would think they wouldn't forget the barbecue sauce, but there was no sauce. I just want you to feel me in this moment, you know.
I feel you.
No sauce, you know. You think about it now, you go, really? But that was my little trigger. It was like, you didn't buy the sauce. How could you forget the barbecue sauce? We're having a barbecue. So when the baby came and said, Mom, blow bubbles, I was like, okay. I took the bottle like, you know, this is one more chore, one more thing for me to have to do. I'm tired. I'm frustrated. I don't want to blow no bubbles. But I get the little stick because I got now got a group of kids around me going, yeah, bubbles, you know, and they all happy and excited and waiting on these bubbles. And I was like, okay, give me the bubbles, and said it with that attitude to give it to me. And so I opened the bottle and I pull out the little ring and I'm looking at it and I said, okay, I go to blow into this ring and I'm blowing and no bubbles will come out the ring. So I'm just looking at this thing like, I've never seen a defective bottle of bubbles.
So the bottle was defective.
Right. This is where my thought process went. I have never seen. We done bought a bad bottle of bubbles. How do you get defective bubbles? And in this moment, God said to me, as plain as day, that clarity in my head, he said, it's not the bubble. It's you. I said, what? Hold up. Let's back up. He said, it's you. You cannot blow bubbles angry. Mm. In order to get to your bubbles, you have to take a deep breath and you have to slowly breathe out and then put that air, your breath of life in that tube so that you can get to your bubbles. And so as I calmed my breathing and took that deep breath, slowly breathe out, then the bubbles came out the tube. There was absolutely nothing wrong with the bottle of bubbles in my hand. So these were happy. But that was a pivotal moment for me because I learned in that moment, and it stuck with me, you can't blow bubbles angry. So in order to get to your bubbles, whether that's the physical bubbles or to get to your joy, your peace, your happiness, back to that place that is fulfilling for you, you still have to do the same thing. You have to take that deep breath. You have to pause and you have to slowly breathe out. So when I wrote my book, Identity Crisis, Rediscover You, and I'm telling people about some of my journey because I'm analyzing in that book, how did I get to this point? What is it about me that led me where I'm at? And more importantly, how do I come out? And one of the things I said to the people was, I blow bubbles. Now, out of everything I wrote in that book, it's a short read. Everything I wrote in that book, the one thing that stood out was
blow bubbles. Yes, absolutely. I could see how that would be the case. The thing about it, though, is you said something that's very profound in the fact that you can't blow bubbles angry. And so to me, because I'm going to get me some bubbles and that's going to have them on hand. So at the moment that my peace or my joy or something is disturbing me, I'm going to get them bubbles out and it's going to help me get back to the place of calm. Because for me, if you can't blow bubbles and you're angry, you're definitely not calm. You're out of alignment with the natural rhythm of your being, who you are. And your book, what did you find when you did your self-exploration process? Because that's what it was. And I want to commend you for taking the layers back and looking at you and not pointing the finger to your husband or whoever else may have contributed to the demise of whatever happened as it was going along. What did you find for you was, number one, your moment that you were in identity crisis? And then number two, what did you learn from all of that?
Yes, and that's exactly what I did. And when I tell you I went way back into childhood. I developed a timeline sheet and I wanted to see what was shaping my decisions. So this is the part that a lot of people, they're not willing to go in these depths. But in order to live a better life, you have to look at what led you there. Because one of the things I always say, life is about choices. We make the choices, and the choices we make lead to the consequences that we receive. And so I'm 2 times divorced, right? So this would have been my second divorce. And I said, what my first divorce and my second divorce have in common is me. So, girl,
yeah, we on the same wavelength. Me too. I'm on my second marriage. I just got divorced too. So again, I did like you. Yeah.
So, girl, I was like, what's up with you? So I looked at how I developed as from a teenager into womanhood, the expectations that was made of me as a young woman. So I say in my book and my timeline, you know, I was a young mother. I was a teen mother. And I went from being somebody's daughter to somebody's girlfriend to then somebody's wife before I became my own woman, before I developed my own boundaries. I didn't know what I liked or disliked. What I knew was I liked to keep the peace. In the process of keeping the peace, I sacrificed my own happiness. I sacrificed my own joy. I gave away my boundaries and my power because I just wanted to keep the peace. So I did whatever it took to make those around me happy. What I like about the woman that I have become, even though I would like to keep peace, I don't mind disrupting some things now for right. the sake of my sanity. Because like I said, when it got time to really look at my life and to know that I was in a life-death situation dealing with this colon cancer that was trying to wipe me out, things became crystal clear. It's really simple. I could have stayed in a toxic relationship and slowly died, you know, and then with cancer trying to help it out, I wouldn't be here having this conversation with you. Or I can take a real look at my life and my journey and make some real changes, do things differently, set those boundaries, take care of myself, put me, as one of my favorite people would say, Lisa Nichols, put myself in the front of my line, front of my own line.
I love Lisa Nichols.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites. And it's like, yes, when she said that, I totally received it because, see, I was taught directly or even indirectly that you put everybody and everything before you and that taking care of yourself is selfish. But what I have learned that self-care is not selfish. Self-care is necessary. And when we don't do the self-care, then we're actually robbing our loved ones of our best self because we're serving them out of our tired. We're serving them out of our frustration. We're serving them out of our just feeling angry or anguish because we didn't make the decision to take the time to do what we needed to be our best selves. Mm-hmm. See how that works? So that's mm-hmm. why it becomes necessary to take care you. So those are the things that I learned. And as I'm rediscovering the woman God has called me to be and now picking up my dreams that I set down, you know, and one of those dreams was to become an author. One of those dreams was to speak to people and to empower lives, you know. So now I can honestly say I am living my best life and it's only getting better, but it's my best life because I am now doing things that's in my heart to do and the things that God has anointed and called me to do.
Absolutely.
So it's amazing.
Yeah. You give from your overflow, not yes. what you need to sustain your own cup. And I think we kind of, as women, we miss that. We try to be everything to everyone, to our spouse, to our siblings, to our parents, to our kids, and we leave ourselves at the back door. And right. what I've had to do a lot of time is go pick myself up, if that makes any sense. I got to go pick myself up to take me and get in the car because I didn't leave me in the house and everybody else is outside, you know? And so that is one of the things I have learned over my self-exploration journey is mm-hmm. I have to be first. If I'm not queen bee, then right. ain't nothing else going to be because it cannot be.
We hope that you are enjoying this episode. If you would like to be a guest, check the show notes for all the details. Let's get back to the Doing Business with God podcast with Michi Renee.
So from your books and everything that you have been doing, have you created a business for yourself? And if so, let's talk a little bit about your business and what you do and all that kind of stuff.
Oh my goodness. My business, just like the woman, is evolving. So we're evolving. And I stand in awe already of what God is doing. So my business brand, I have named it Bubbles for Life. I started off simply with bubble therapy. And my second book is entitled Bubble Solutions because it's all about bringing you solutions to your situation because everything is already in you. You just have to look inward to get to your solution. And I tied it in with the bubbles because when you think about it, when you're getting ready to blow bubbles, you have to use the solution in order to get those bubbles out, right? Mm-hmm. So with this simple but profound technique of just blowing bubbles, God has opened up a whole world. And so now, like you said in my intro, I use my wheelhouse of wisdom to build bubbles for life. What does that mean? Because God made me multifaceted and I have so many different gifts, talents, and abilities. I am a writer. I do editing. My passion is speaking. I wrote the book so that I can have a platform to speak about. Love to speak. I am a master story. storyteller, and I'm a woman of wisdom. So Bubbles for Life is all about using all of the gifts, talents, and abilities that are given, that God has given to me, and packaging it together so that when I'm addressing the people, I can pull out a bubble and I can go there with you. So if we're talking about health issues, there's a bubble for health. I can go there with you. If we're talking about being angry, I'm building platforms for that. If we're talking about keeping your sexy on as a woman of God, I can go there with you because I have a bubble for that. So when I talk about bubbles for life or your finances or whatever the topic is going to be, because I'm led by the Holy Spirit. So what God puts on my heart, that's what I go to. So Bubbles for Life or bubblesforlife.com, I develop small programs, different things like, you know, how to market your book for 1 year. If you're an author and you're trying to figure out, I wrote this book, now what? So I did a little program and said, how to market your book for 1 year, you know, how you would make money with that. So on Bubbles for Life, that program is there. When I recently had a conversation with some ladies who I used the word Christian and sexy in the same sentence, and that spawned something totally different because I had to go into God created sexy. So I have programs about that and building up your self-esteem. So my business is a collaboration of life things. So I'm a personal development strategist. So meaning I come up with techniques and ways, and God gives me wisdom to see things differently to help you come out of your dark places and walk into his light that he's already provided for you. But sometimes we just need a little guidance, you know, to the lighthouse.
Absolutely.
That's what Bubbles for Life is all about.
So what is Bubbles Therapy then?
So Bubble Therapy, example I gave about blowing out the bubbles, that's Bubble Therapy, or now I call it a bubble release, because a lot of people didn't like the word therapy, and I'm okay with that, even though I did put it on the t-shirt, just so you know, Bubble Therapy is there. And also, you can't blow bubbles angry. I have those, when I say it started a movement, it really started a movement. So Bubble Therapy is just simply, like you said, I'm going to go and get a bottle of bubbles now. And when I feel the stress, when I feel anger, when I feel anxiety, I'm going to pick up this bottle and I'm going to blow. I'm going to give you an example. I have my little grandson. At the time, he was 8 years old. You know how kids get angry? And he had his fist balled up, and I said, what's wrong? He said, I'm mad. I said, okay. Go over there and go get that bottle of bubbles for me. And he looked at me like kids do. Like, I don't want to go get no bubbles, but I'm Nana, so what you going to do, right? So he went and got the bubbles, and I said, I want you to open that bottle and I want you to blow some bubbles for me. And so I can see that he's mad. His whole little disposition was mad. And he went to blow the bubbles and it wouldn't come out the ring. And he got madder and he tried it again and it wouldn't come out the ring. I said, see, until you calm down, you're not going to be able to blow these bubbles for me. I said, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to stand there with this bottle of bubbles and I want you to blow out at least five bubbles. I need to see at least five bubbles floating in the air 3 times in a row. And if you don't get it, you do it one time. The second time you don't get it, you got to start back to one. I made a game out of it. Because he's that person that really likes to achieve things, he blew and it wasn't happening. I said, try it again. And he tried it and he got it the first time and he got it the second time. He couldn't do it the third time. We had to start back from one again. Right? And so he finally got it 1, 2, and 3. And I got what I asked for. Right? And I said, thank you. I said, you can put the bottles up now. And my response was, no, I want to keep blowing. I said, oh, okay. So then he started doing little tricks and blowing bubbles in the bubbles and holding it on the stick and doing these things. But it totally changed the atmosphere. It changed his disposition. It changed his whole state of being. And that is what bubble therapy is. You do it enough and repeat the process until it transitions you. The very fact that bubbles, when you think about bubbles in a bottle, it comes in a solution and you have to take the stick out. It is in a liquid form. But when you put your breath of life onto that form, it changes forms and it floats away. It's a transition in so many different ways. And see, and that's how God uses my wisdom to help people see things differently.
Yeah, I can totally see that. I mean, I could see how that would help anyone. Just like the illustration with your kids, guys that are listening. If you have an angry child, get them some bubbles, keep bubbles on deck. You could be potentially changing the life at an early age from somebody who would grow up and be an abuser or grow up, you know, the next Jeffrey Dahmer or anyone. The bubbles therapy could keep someone from doing that, you know, because you're directing the anger in a different way.
Exactly.
To where they can process it, to where they understand what's going on, and then they're able to naturally bring themselves down.
Exactly. And it's non-toxic. You know what I mean? You're not filling them up with drugs. You're not filling them up with, oh, you have to take this, and you know, because you overactive. Even your children with ADHD, and they're on the run all of the time. I don't care what you're doing. When you pull out bubbles, children stop and they will go, oh, bubbles. They get excited about it. So I incorporated for the children. I incorporated for the adults. And because it does, it shifts your mindset, and it does it quickly. It does it quickly. And I often tell people to imagine as you are taking that deep breath, because that's coming from the inside of you. And then when you blowing things out, you see the bubbles floating in the air. Imagine that each bubble is whatever it is that's troubling you, whatever the toxic thought was. Put the face on it to whatever was bothering you and watch it float away from you. That's the power in it also, because it's coming up out and it's flowing or floating away. And if you want to get even more active with it, it's a bubble. So go ahead and pop it one, you know?
So what's a typical day like in your shoes as a business owner?
Oh, my typical day is very, I'm going to say busy, because see, behind the scenes, I'm also a caregiver, full-time caregiver of my daughter with autism and epilepsy. And I was just having this conversation, you know, about women who are building business and also doing caregiving for loved ones. So I often start and stop a lot, but what I do is I make a list of the things that I must get done in that week. And I try to stay as close to my schedule as possible when I'm scheduling things, because of course life happens. Life happens. So things are going to happen, but we have to learn to give ourselves the grace to continue going. So I understand, you know, in my situation that my plan was I'm going to write this many chapters, or I'm going to meet with this many clients, and we're going to, you know, map out some things that we want to get done. However, life happens. So it's okay to reschedule some things when things happen. I believe in being transparent and just fully letting people know, hey, here's what's happening in my life. And those that are designed to work with you, they will understand what's happening in your life. I strongly believe that God divinely connects people that are divinely meant to be in your world, because we all have a message and a purpose. And so in walking in your divine purpose, I believe the people that are assigned to you come to you. And so I don't stress myself out about having to be on every platform. I just need to be on the right platforms for the right season and the right time. And God is going to do the rest. So that's kind of what my day looks like. I've never been or minute by minute or plan my every hour person. No, I get into a flow. I don't believe in balance. I believe in flow, because when you're balanced, you're too stiff. If something comes and knock you left, knock you right, you're going to fall off of your balance beam.
I believe in thought about it like that.
Yeah, because when you're so rigid or so balanced and you don't want to go left, you don't want to go right, you're just trying to go straight ahead. When those darts come at you, the fiery darts and opposition and those things, if you tilt left or tilt right, you're falling off your balance beam. But when you in flow, when things come at you, you can pivot left, pivot right, go up, go down, but you're still in a flow. I give the analogy of a person running track. When a person is running track and they're doing hurdles, they don't stop and think about that hurdle that they got to jump over to get to the end of the race. They learn how to flow and stay in stride in the race, but yet still jump over that hurdle. Even if they hit their foot, even if the hurdle falls, it doesn't break their stride. They continue to go to get to the finish line. Follow me? So those are the analogies that I like to give. Again, open up the mindset, change the way of thinking so that we can all be fulfilled in life. So yes. So that's it.
At Travel Genie, we make your travel dreams come true. We customize your trip. We create itineraries, book airfare, hotels, cars, and event tickets. We don't just book travel. We create experiences. Travel Genie has 4 trips planned for 2021. San Francisco, Essence, Toronto, and Bali. A $100 deposit gets you started. Use the link below for more information. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at Travel Genie 2017 and online at Travel Genie. TravelGenie.com.
Where do you see your business growing to in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, Bubbles for Life will be a household name. In the next 5 years, Bubbles for Life will have its own online television show, podcast show. And then, of course, when the world opens back up, live events and more live events.
Okay. So, live events it is.
Live events, and as well as, you know, books. Because like I said, it's really a multimedia facet that address all the issues that we face. So between the merchandising of the books, the t-shirts, the other materials that will be coming out, I definitely want to have my own broadcast studio so that we can do our TED style talks, you know, because that's just somebody else's platform, even though I would love to be on the TED talk.
Me too.
That's on my list.
I actually did put in an application a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I got all the way down to the last round and then they didn't pick me.
Yeah. But I know that feeling, but don't give up. Because
I'm going to try again.
Absolutely. Because I believe that my Bubble Talk, that platform definitely needs to be on a TED Talk. People, you know, again, will never look at Bubbles the same. But five years from now, that is where I see business as big business and definitely helping change the lives of individuals from teenagers. I mean, all ages, honestly, because the way things will be formatted, like we were saying, there are special things that I can do for the children, definitely things that I can do for the adults, and just getting these resources together and putting it all out there, letting the world know it's there and it's available. I just think it's going to be fantastic. So 5 years from now, you and I will be on live TV talking about, remember when we did the little
podcast? I received that.
That's what we will be doing. We will be streaming from all platforms.
So what advice would you give someone who maybe have found themselves in a crisis? They don't know who they are. They don't know where they're going. They have a story to share, but they don't know how to share it. What would be your advice for that person who wants to be a best-selling author?
My advice to that person, you in that space, because you in that dark hour where you feel like you've lost everything. So you in a strong, one of the stages of grief, and you're feeling all of the loss, and you have to allow yourself to feel those emotions. But in the process, I need you to take out your pen. I need to take out the recorder. I need you to come out of your story and stand on your story. What does that mean? Come outside of yourself and look at what has happened to you from a set of eyes that you would have used to give somebody else the advice. Because often when we end the situation, we can't see. But you in that position, then I know that you're that person that everybody else come to for advice. So I need you to step outside of yourself and give yourself the same advice and grace that you would have gave to the other person that came and asked you, what do I do in this situation? And then you write down your story. You document your story and you prepare to share this story for other hearts that you know are hurting. Because the one thing is for certain, when you rise up and when you stand up and you say that I'm going to share this story because I want to help somebody else either come through, or I want to help somebody not even go through this door making the choices that I have made. The one thing about it, when you take responsibility for the decisions that you have made, then you can help somebody else make a change. I often say, when you make those choices, if you think about the consequences of your actions before you make the decision, it will most likely change the choice that you make. So when you get up and you share your story, remember that story was not for you in the first place. It is for the other person that you're going to be able to prevent from going down that same trap, or they can go down that path, but they would be so much more informed than what you were. Because oftentimes we are saying, if somebody would have told me, or if only I knew. And many times others tried to tell you, but if your ear wasn't open to hear and your heart was wasn't open to receive, then the message didn't get through to you. But I'm telling you, when you share, there's going to be that right moment in time when the right ears are open, the right heart is open, and they're looking for that saving grace, the rope that's going to pull them out. It's going to be that story that you share that they can stand on to get to their next level. So that's my advice to you. Get up, get busy.
That is amazing. So what is your number one go-to for inspiration? Fire and motivate yourself.
I used to look for motivation in people. And I would be disappointed. So at an early age, and not saying that people don't motivate me, because again, like Lisa Nichols and just different motivational speakers, your Les Browns, your John Maxwell. So those things are good in its place. I can pull those now from YouTube or anywhere. I can get that from anywhere. But when you in your late in the midnight hour and in your loneliest of places, the best thing that I have found, that I have stood on, that I have used throughout the years that does not disappoint me is prayer and meditation. And a lot of people go, I don't get it. But there is a space where if you just be still and cry out to God, or just be still and listen, because again, all of your answers, the solutions, it's all in you. The problem is we're so busy, we don't stop to deal with what's inside of us. And so there's an internal message. And the more you sit and be still in that stillness, you get answers. Now you got to remember, I told you in the beginning of this, I was a person that was always busy, always doing stuff, always got to have my hands and stuff, this, that, and the other. But I have learned now to sit down and be still and take a moment. And whether that's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, it'll be uncomfortable in the beginning when you first start doing it, especially if you was a busybody like me. It's going to be very uncomfortable. I mean, 2 minutes is going to seem like an eternity. However, the more you do it, the more skilled you get, and then you're going to start looking for it and you're going to start craving it. And I find that all of my answers, all of my solutions, all of my creative ideas, all of those things just come up and start flowing out when I can just take a moment to be still. And so my encouragement comes that after I start implementing those things that I receive from my quiet space, and if just one person say, you made a difference in my life today, that's my motivation. If one person, because it's oftentimes because you're human, you get thoughts of stopping and quitting and why am I doing this? But a person will message me, they will call me, and they said, I really love what you said about, and I really thought about what you said, and it changed my life. It changed my perspective. It stopped me from doing thus and such that I had on my mind. That is my motivation. And it keeps me going because, again, it's one more person that's going to need to hear what I have to say.
That is amazing.
Join the movement and sign up for the 365 Days of Hearing God's Word Challenge. Check the show notes for all the details. Right now, it's time to get back to the episode. It's the Doing Business with God podcast with Michi Renee.
Well, here at Unicorn Tribe, we are all about fun. So yeah. I want to know what you do for fun outside of your business.
Fun. Woo! Yes, we like fun. And lately, you know, I've been trying new things. And so, because that's part of my rediscover you stuff. And I've always liked music. I've always liked to dance. But last Saturday, I was invited to a paint and sip. I had a paintbrush and, you know, a canvas in front of me with some instructions. And when I tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I said, what? I think I might have a new hobby. Hold up.
Yeah, paint and sip is fun. I went to one called Trap and Paint. At first, I was like, what is trap and paint? But literally, it's trap music.
Uh-huh.
You painting and you sipping. So that's what trap and paint is. Whatever your beverage is, whether that, you know, whatever. So
whatever makes you feel good. That's all you. Yep.
You sipping, you painting, and they playing trap music. So that's what trap and paint is.
It was so much fun, the atmosphere. And we did this virtually. We were in the Zoom room and we had the background music going, and the instructor was saying, you know, I just need you to relax and I just need you to just feel the canvas and the colors that you want to use. And I was like, so in this vibe, like, yes, you know. We were painting angels, but that was really fun. So those, that type of thing. So like I said, I'm discovering some things and trying new things. There's the old things, but then, you know, just putting the new spins, like adding the painting, like you said, still listening to the music and just vibing with good people, being in a place to where there's joy and happiness. I'm an active person. So, you know, I enjoy going out, taking a walk. You know, I used to think exercise was, you know, that's a fun activity, but it just depends on who you with. So if I find a good line dancing class somewhere, oh, I'm so in.
Yes, that is so cool. I never thought about a virtual.
It was a virtual event. It was a private virtual event. It was invitation only. And we had to just buy our supplies in advance. You know, they let us know in advance, here's what you need. This was gifted to me. So I just had to get my canvases, my brushes, you know, whatever you needed, and then just be there and be present. And it worked out well. We all had a great time. And then we shared our art in our little gallery. Like, okay.
Wow, that's so cool.
So yeah, it was amazing.
So one of the things that I teach my clients that I coach and work with, because I'm a business coach, is being all about, so I have a 4-step methodology that I use, and it's all about your business design, your life design, your personal development, and your inner processes. And so one of the things that I really stress is self-care. So with all of the things that you have going on in your life and your business, being a caregiver, how do you take care of yourself? How do you rest? What do you do for self-care?
I am a bubble therapist. So one of my favorite places to be is in the bubble bath. Complete with all of the bubbles and the candlelight and the jazz music going in the background. And that's my little zone, my little sacred place. It's like, don't call me. Don't bother me. So I make a point to do the bubble bath because I know it's going to wind me down. I know it puts me in that place. And again, it's bubbles. So I got bubbles in the tub. And sometimes I may even blow some bubbles while I'm in the bubble bath. I'm just saying, while drinking bubbly, I'm just, zen moments. So that's one of the things. And then when the pandemic happened, so I was going to the gym on a regular basis, but of course, you know, the world shut down. So what I did, I went back old school. I took out my jump rope. I took out my hand weights. I remembered what jumping jacks were. And I did some head, shoulders, knees, and toes. People think I be jumping when I say that. I said, oh no, we're going. I said, because before the gym, you know, in the generation I grew up in, we had what was called PE, physical education. And we didn't have all the fancy equipment. So I know how to, you know, I said, I need my adrenaline up. So I will stand here and I will do 3 sets of 20 jumping jacks. Let's get it done. Cause the blood got to get flowing. It's going to generate that hormone. It's going to generate, it's going to change some things in the brain set. So just to get moving, I purposely live in a place where I have to walk up 3 flights of stairs. So I am going to get exercise whether I want to or not. So you strategically plan and put yourself in a place, because I can't always, because I'm a caregiver, like I said, and I need my energy. I need my energy to care for my daughter. But again, back at the front of my own line, what do I have to do for me so that I can be the best caregiver for her? And that's take care of me. So that's some of the things I do. I take out those hand weights. I get my sets done. I take my jump rope. I get some sets done, and I do it in sets. You know, it's like, okay, can you do 20? Take a break. Hey, do the next set. And I do sets. And then in the middle of the day, when you're just thinking about it, or you're just feeling some kind of foggy, get them to do some jumping jacks. Jumping jacks always work. That always works. Your body going to be like, wait, what? What you doing?
I agree with you. I have a fitness hula hoop. So I will run up and down my steps in my in my townhouse. And, you know, I'm started back today on my exercise regimen. March.
I need to know. So you and your fitness hula hoop, how you doing with that?
Good. I was always a good hula hooper. Anyway. Right. So like literally I've gone a whole hour or more with the hula hoop going without.
I'm so jealous. That's why I'm asking you, because in my head, you know, in my thing going back, I'm going to get me a hula hoop because I used to hula hoop all the time. So I have the fitness hula hoop, but it's like 1, 2, 3, down. 1, 2, 3, down. 1, 2, 3. I used to be so good. So
Yeah, I can keep it going for a while. The longest I've done it was like an hour and 10.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't drop it. Nope. Always been a good hula hooper. And it's very good exercise for your stomach, for your hip.
Right.
All of that.
I got it, but my stomach and hips are gone. What you want me to do?
So, you know, I just put on too much weight since COVID and I got to get it off. I cannot.
Right. And we have to do that. Yep. We have to be well. That's one of the things also the doctors are saying, you know, especially if you have extra in that midsection,
mm-hmm.
is that those are the things that we really need to focus on getting down so that we can stay well, that we are better in the midst of the pandemic. So those are things that we definitely have to pay attention to. So I totally agree with you and I applaud you, Miss Hula Hooper. I applaud you on that.
Thank you so much. So in closing, I want to know, what is your mantra? What do you live by? What do you stand for?
It's hard. Well, to wrap it up, basically, I use my wheelhouse of wisdom to build bubbles for life. And I stand by that because, again, I use everything, all of my God-given talents to enhance the life of myself and everyone else around me. And I stand by that because I really want to see people make it. I want to see people joyous and happy and being fulfilled in life.
Amazing. So how can people get in touch with you? How can they find you on social media, order your books, get your merchandise?
Thanks. So I'm on Facebook mostly. So that's at Author Pamela G or Pamela R. Garrison on Facebook because I have two platforms. So the Pamela R. Garrison is my personal page. At Author Pamela Garrison would be the business page. I also have a group called Bubbles for Life. So please feel free to come and join us because I expound on a lot of the different teachings that I'm doing for Bubbles for Life. I'm on Instagram at @IAM_PamelaG would be my IG handle. And then I also have the website bubblesforlife.com if you're interested in looking at some of the products or classes that I put out. And then both my books, Identity Crisis, Rediscover You, as well as Bubble Solutions, they are available on Amazon. Or if you are interested in autographed copy or other works that I have done, just reach out to any of those other sites that I have named and I'll definitely connect with you to let you know what I have going on. And that's for even for the merchandising, you can often find it on those pages, Bubbles for Life. So my t-shirt, if you want to be a part of the movement, you can't blow bubbles angry. Awesome t-shirt. Everyone, it's an awesome conversation piece. And so that one as well, you can't blow bubbles angry. You can find all of those things on my social medias. So just, you know, reach out and just let me know that you heard me over here with Miss Michi Renee, the unicorns. Yeah, I love them unicorns. So the unicorns.
Yeah. So guys, if you are listening to this episode and you have enjoyed it, tag Doing Business with God podcast and Miss Pamela Garrison's IG. Let us know that you heard this episode. Leave us a review. Leave us a comment. That is what is going to help this podcast grow, help it reach further people. And I will see you in the next episode. Have the most amazing day ever. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Doing Business with God podcast. If you love this podcast, please share it with your family and friends. Leave us a review and help us grow. We also want to hear about your biggest takeaways. Take a picture of this episode and tag us on Instagram stories under Doing Business with God. And we'll see you next episode.
I am your host, Michi Renee. Get clear, God strategy. Secure the bag. Have the most amazing day ever.
You've been listening to the Doing Business with God podcast.